You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Is present. Everyone can be seated. We have a four-person.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yes.
Will you hand the verdict to my courtroom assistant? All right, the clerk will read and record the verdict.
In the Superior Court of the State of Arizona, in and for the County of Maricopa, State of Arizona versus Lori Daybell, CR 2022-00-1242-001. Verdict count one. We, the jury, duly impaneled and sworn in the above entitled action upon our oaths, do find the defendant, Lori Daybell, as to the crime of count one, conspiracy to commit first degree murder occurring on or about October 2nd, 2019, as follows. Guilty. Signed, four person. Are these your true verdicts, so say you one and all?
Yes.
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 All right, on the court's own motion, I'll ask the clerk to poll the jury.
Juror number one, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number two, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number four, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number five, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number six, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number eight, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number nine, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 11, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 12, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 13, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 14, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 15, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
All right, members of the jury, I'm going to excuse you at this time. I have one more legal issue I need to resolve before you can be released from the admonitions. So please just hang tight in the jury room for what's hopefully a few minutes, and then we will let you know if we need your further service. So please retire to the jury room, and please, the admonition still applies.
All rise for the jury.
Thank you.
All right. Please be seated. The jury is no longer present. And aggravation phase, we're prepared to proceed with. I'll ask the defendant, yesterday you indicated you didn't want to proceed with that and you would rather admit those aggravators. Is that still your desire?
I will still stipulate, Your Honor, even though I object to having an aggravator phase at all.
Okay, so the state has alleged this is a dangerous offense. Do you understand? And the state has also alleged that this particular crime that you've been found guilty of involved the use or of an accomplice. Is that the extent of the aggravators that you want to prove up?
To the jury, yes, that's all we were going to ask to do.
All right. So, Ms. Daybell, do you understand you have the right to have a jury decide whether or not those aggravators are proven beyond a reasonable doubt?
I do understand that.
And do you understand that by admitting those aggravators or stipulating to them that you'd be waiving your right to have a jury do that?
Correct.
Has anyone forced you or threatened you in any way to get you to waive that right to have a jury decide those two issues?
No.
Has anyone promised you anything to get you to waive that right to have a jury decide those two factors?
No.
Are you waiving those factors of your own free will?
Yes.
The court finds your, and do you in fact stipulate that this was a dangerous offense?
I do stipulate to that fact.
And you also stipulate that this particular crime would have involved the, or did involve the use of an presence or use of an accomplice?
I will stipulate to that fact as well.
The court finds those to be knowingly, voluntarily, intelligently entered into stipulation. The court will find that those do exist as a legal determination. I'll order a pre-sentence report be prepared on both cases.
Can I waive a pre-sentence report and try to move up sentencing?
No, we're going to have one prepared. Let me ask the state, as far as the state's presentation and how many people might speak at sentencing, do you have an estimated time?
Your Honor, 1 second. Your Honor, because we are sentencing both cases together at the same time, to be safe, if we could block off a couple hours, because there are obviously next of kin and victims from both cases. It may be less than that, but I'd think to be safe, if we could do that.
All right. This courtroom is going to be taken over by Judge Myers in a week and a half, but he is out the whole week of July 28th. So this courtroom would be vacant. We could use this courtroom.
Long day.
So I can do it pretty much any day that
One
week.
Second. I think that would
have to be within 30 days. Agree to continue. Your Honor, is that more than 30 days? Doesn't have to be within 30 days?
It is more than 30 days.
Because we do have people flying in, they prefer a Friday. I don't know if August 1st.
I can also do it Friday, July 25th.
Just say 25th.
I know that's closed on a couple of their schedules. Let me just make sure they're able to fly here. Your Honor, the 25th of July would also work.
All right. Does the
defendant want to be heard on a sentencing date?
Do I want to be heard?
On a sentencing date, yeah.
Do I want to speak on a sentencing day?
No,
is that what you're asking me?
Do you want to be heard on what
date? The timing?
What date I should set this for?
Yes, I would like it to be within 30 days, if possible.
All right. The soonest available is July 25th. I'll set it from 9 a.m. to noon, just to be safe, on July 25th in this same courtroom. Anything else?
Can you do anything about the timing of me being transported after that?
Actually, I would like the county attorney and or the sheriff's office. I don't know if I need to make specific orders on the record regarding transferring back to Idaho. I don't know what the interstate agreement was on having her transported here.
It was immediately after, but I think they have up to 30 days to pick me up. That's why I wanted the sentencing to be moved up, because they still have 30 days after that.
Okay.
If there's something you can do about that.
I guess what I'm requesting from any party, either side or the sheriff's office, is what particular language people are looking forward in, or looking for in order to accomplish that transfer.
I will reach out to our extraditions.
All right. All right, so we will be at recess. All right, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, he's not here.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.